When Satan attempts to pummel us into submission, we must cling to the truth that Jesus Christ is superior to any of his fiery darts. I mentioned that earlier, but as you're being steadfast and immovable today, the temptation, and I've been there, I get this, I'm living like you are in this world that's so difficult, but as the circumstances and the pressures mount and your back's against the wall, it's so easy to forget who conquered who. I mean, when you're literally under the vise and the pressure is tightening, it is so easy in our weak flesh, even though we know this word, it's so easy to just shift our eyes off the conquering king onto the one who's already been pummeled. And we're fearing the one who's been pummeled versus praising the one who's conquered. Paul's saying, no. Paul's saying, the king has risen. The king lives. Therefore, because he lives, be steadfast, be immovable, always abounding in the work that God has called you to, confidently knowing that your labor is never in vain. It's never fruitless when you serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And living the Christian life, it's easy to fall into discouragement and despair. And Satan slings his fiery darts, and we begin to wonder. I do this at times, unfortunately. Will this fog of despair ever lift? Will it ever lift? The fog of despair that comes upon all of us who are in Christ, will it ever lift? This is why we must daily preach to ourselves that in those moments of great discouragement and despair, that God's grace is simply greater. It's greater. Just tell yourself that this week. No matter what comes your way, whatever Satan slings at you, just tell yourself, God's grace is greater, period. And just preach it to yourself all week long. God's grace is greater, period. God's grace is greater, period. God's grace is greater. Hey there, this is John Couch with This Day Ministries. Thanks so much for tuning in to another broadcast. As always, we pray that you've been greatly encouraged and challenged. And most of all, let's be determined to go out to have God's strength for this day.